So I'm here in Thunder and Dud with Tony Carr and Jill Porter, who are going to speak to us about their father, Charles Carr.
One of the things I remember about Dad, as we call him, was his life in the trenches. And he talked about the parasites which used to plague them, and running a lighted candle up the seams of their uniforms to kill them, and that sort of thing. Another thing he told us was when he was wounded, he was shipped to Netley Hospital near Southampton. And he was given a pair of pyjamas with stripes on, dyed stripes, as they were very common in those days. He nearly died from blood poisoning or septicemia, which was caused by the dye in his pyjamas. He recovered from that, and he recovered from his wounds, thankfully, but the dye almost killed him, as opposed to his wound.
He was wounded at Passchendaele. The battalion attacked a place called Pond Farm, which had been attacked by several British divisions over a period of weeks without success, and the 2nd 5th Gloucesters actually captured it. In the process, a lot of them were killed and wounded, including our father, who was put into a shell hole with another wounded British soldier and a lot of Germans, either prisoners or wounded. A friend of Dad's came along called Sid Brunt and said he'd go and get a medic to stretcher them away. And he went off, and a few minutes later, some other medics came along, put my father and the other soldier on stretchers and took them away. And they hadn't gone more than 100 yards, and a shell landed in the hole where they'd been and blew everything into smithereens. Latterly, Sid Brunt came back with some more medics and, of course, assumed that my father had been killed. So my grandparents had letters and telegrams saying that he was missing, believed, killed in action, and they didn't know for several days that he was actually just seriously wounded. But my father was shipped to an advanced medical station, what they call first aid post, and then eventually he went by boat to Netley in Southampton, where he convalesced and recovered. He was wounded in the head, and I think it must have been prior to that, with shrapnel also, because he had several wound stripes. After Netley, he went to Ireland for a while, and he also was up north, Northern Command Bomber School, doing a course there in bombs. What else? Oh yes, he came home on leave out of the trenches to Llandrindod. They just shipped them out as they were, covered in mud. And he arrived at 5 in the morning on the milk train at Llandrindod. And it was too early to go home, so he sat in the signal box. I can't remember the signalman's name, but my father used to tell me. And they had a cup of tea and chatted, and my father learned for the first time his sister had only just recently died, his sister Edith.
You were talking about how he was wounded during a raid over the top, and that the friends he joined up with were probably killed or wounded on the same day.
Same day.
And you were actually saying about he saw them being wounded or shot as they were all running together.
That's right. They were charging towards this huge concrete place called Pond Farm, that's what the British Army called it, and the soldiers each side of him were killed.
Mm-hmm.
They were charging, and he was wounded. He had a couple of machine gun bullets for the thigh.
Yes.
And he was knocked out. But we've been to Pond Farm. It's not called that now, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But what struck us was it's incredibly flat. There's just no cover whatsoever, and you're charging a concrete fortress, which it was, not just a pillbox. Huge. There were apparently 50 machine gunners there, German machine gunners, and the Gloucesters actually captured it, which was phenomenal.
Mm, yes.
But of course Dad never made it, and countryside round is just cabbages. It's a bit like the Vale of Evesham, actually.
Yes.
there's a hill, I think it's hill 65, it's a sort of pimple on the landscape, you know.
Right.
You imagine how it could possibly attack in the face of incredible gunfire and shelling and so on.
The other story, not so much a story, is that in the same battalion
Yes.
is Ivor Gurney.
That's right.
There's nothing in the photographs that you've brought to show Gurney.
No.
You've seen photographs of Gurney when you've been
to Belgium. I've seen photographs of Gurney in Albert.
Right.
A lot of photographs of the 2nd, 5th Battalion Gloucesters with Gurney, and in fact pictures of the band with him in it, marching along. At a place, at a bed and breakfast place actually, run by a lady called Avril Williams, whose uncle was in the same battalion, I'm not sure, wasn't it the same company as our father.
Mm. Thank you very much both. Would you like to say any more?
Dad was very proud to have been in the First War. He didn't talk about it a great deal, perhaps, but when he did talk about it, if we could get him to talk, or if he suddenly talked about it, his memories were extraordinarily poignant, and he always enjoyed very much going to the reunions in Cheltenham for the 2nd, 5th Gloucesters. And he kept in touch with some friends, and I do remember when I was probably early teens going up to Liverpool once with him and with Mum to visit a friend of his who he was in the trenches with, and he did keep in touch with people.
He used to tell us about the day they joined up. Excuse me, in Cheltenham, how they all marched down the promenade with linked arms on the day, you know,
yes.
They all joined up together when war broke out. And not many of them came back.
Right.
A lot of them were killed at Pond Farm.
Yeah.
Another thing is that you actually marched on Remembrance Sunday in Gloucester.
Oh, yes, I did.
With the Gloucester Regiment.
Yeah, I did.
A few years ago, Mum was there to watch.
That's
and
right.
It was a great experience, actually.
It was amazing. I went to a couple of reunions with Dad as well, because they asked sons to come with the fathers, which was...
So you were marching with the current regiment?
With the current regiment. Well, with the veterans. I went with the veterans. I was in the army, not in the Gloucesters, but it was something.
Yes. Okay. Thank you very much, Barbara.
Okay.